KFW Mobile.
Morning, Ken. KO4HGX.
How are we doing today?
Every day. How about yourself?
Same here.
You been yesterday?
No, we didn't do anything. Just, you know, ate dinner, walked the dog. That's about it. He's a little rebel tonight.
Night.
Into the restaurant that Susan works at, and she's known him for years, and so she's taking him a cake that she made for him.
Over. Very nice of y'all. They seem like good people. We eat in there from time to time.
A really nice Spiro and Helen and their son. Yeah, they're real good people. Over here.
Well, up here. Sounds like it's just me and you this morning.
James, KD4IOX. Morning, guys.
Nightmare now.
It's KN4TFW.
Non-KO4HK.
It's more like a morning mare, not a nightmare. Power went out again this morning. And they just text me and says it'll be on by noon.
Over there.
Trees just can't stay upright. Maybe we should pay more on the power bill. They'll take better care of the lines.
Seasons of power's underground.
Now the driveway's underground. And up to the house, but it's gotta get there somehow.
I have understood why they didn't put the power lines underground. Seems like a much better idea to me.
Feel like they're saving money by putting in aerials. And it ends up costing them more in the long run.
I'm going to say it's less upfront cost, but more cost on the backside.
They'll be in a big hurry to get it on. There's only 7 customers affected. It's only my Homer's Lane there. That one little street. It's the only one that's affected. Everybody else got power then on the mountain. Except us.
Story though.
I'm used to it. I don't mind it as much as long as my well don't freeze. That's what worries me. KD4IOX.
You've done that more than once. KO4HKX.
The time the power goes out, so it's a really hard freeze.
CEF bubble.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4 TFW.
Morning, Andrew. KD4IOX.
Good. How's everybody doing this wonderful, what is it, Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday morning.
And just a little bit better every day.
We're here.
At the house.
The way you're talking, that definitely does suck. Do you have any kind of backup power? You have to wait on the power company altogether.
Generator, but it's not rigged up properly. I need to wire that thing back up. I had it wired up and piled the whole house, and then I got the camper and brought the camper up and rigged up an outlet there, so I took that outlet that I had wired up for the house, and I need to wire up another one.
Same here. Shoot, I gotta bring mine up to the house. That way, just in case we get any kind of freezing rain or anything, I'll at least have the generator to pull from, run the power for a little while.
I think I've got to focus on how I'm going to wire it up now. My main concentration is going to be the water pump. If I get power to that, I don't have to worry about my pump freezing anymore. I mean, not the pump. Not that the well's going to freeze, but the well head. So I'll get to keep the water circulating, I'm good. So probably rig another breaker for that, a standoff breaker, and just concentrate on that for now.
Keep it warm.
Insulation is well insulated, but as long as I keep the water circulating, it's okay.
We're going through the whole week. We'll schedule up to Thursday, so that's about it. And I'll be off until the first of the year doing inventory.
The only reason I'm coming in today, I think we're getting many hours in as I can this week, because they'll be shut down until after the year.
Today is still Friday. 28 degrees right here.
Flying mine says at the 290 here.
Well, did you see all the markers where it looks like they're going to start working on that road?
That's going to be a mess. On it. Here and there. Last few days it's been smooth sailing because they, you know, they didn't have any lane shut down or any flag been out.
What it's like, I haven't heard anything for sure, but with the markers, what it definitely looks like all the way through.
Ken might be getting a four lane.
Needs it, doesn't it?
It does, it really does.
Needed at least a turning lane right there at the red light at the church, but they didn't do it.
No, not for years. That red light there in front of them. You know, you're coming from Walmart, Patrick, there on 64, and you're heading towards town. Well, the light there at Sugarloaf and the light there at the bottom of the interstate and the one in front of the mall, or the two in front of the mall, if they'd synchronize all of those lights there, there'd never be a traffic backup there. But they won't do it.
Traffic engineer that thinks he knows better than anything.
Ride my tail, so... I slowed down and just slowly pulled off of the driveway, let it pass me by. If I wasn't fast enough. As I was pulling out of the driveway this morning, in the total darkness, four Duke Energy trucks coming down the road to take care of the issue, I guess. It's going cha-ching right before Christmas. Switched over. Maybe he lost himself.
That's 285. Do you guys want to switch?
285?
Yeah, roger. KM4 TFW QSY.
Oh, QSY.
TF QSY.